The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all of your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, little thought for you for the day. Jesus says they will have you hauled before kings and governors. You'll be called to give testimony before synagogues and in prisons. Of course, he was speaking to his apostles when he said that. Probably not any of us going to be hauled before kings and governors. Probably not going to be called to give testimony, any of us, before synagogues and prisons. It's far more likely that you're going to be hauled before relatives and in-laws to give testimony before Thanksgiving dinners and the like. Yes, yes, or yes, yes. Point is still the same. The wisdom Jesus gives to his apostles is the same wisdom and this exact same message that he gives to us. He says, do not prepare your defense beforehand. I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all of your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. What wisdom is that? What's he talking about? He's not talking about the wisdom of an intellectual argument. He's talking rather about the wisdom that comes from a close walk with the Lord. He's talking about the wisdom that comes from a cultivated spiritual life. It's very important that we understand our faith. It's important that we study. It's important that we know. God cooperates with us and relies on us to put to work the mind that he's given us so that we can be at his service. It's just that the most powerful argument you will ever give in our Lord's defense is nonverbal and non-intellectual. I know the story of a man who was talking with his nephew. The nephew challenged him about the existence of God. And the man did his very best to answer about why he believes in God. And the nephew rolled his eyes and walked away. The man felt like a complete failure. But he wasn't a failure. He gave a wisdom that nobody could resist or refute. The most powerful wisdom that he gave was the evident love of his heart for God. Might not have made a difference that day, but I guarantee you, it always makes a difference. That's the wisdom our Lord's speaking of. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit, and no one is more powerful than that. It's been that way down through the ages. Most powerful testimony that's ever been given. I think about saints like St. Lawrence. Remember the story of St. Lawrence? Being killed in ancient Rome, being roasted to death over an open flame, cracking jokes as he died, and we're still talking about his martyrdom to this day. I think about the testimony of people like St. Agnes, a little 12-year-old girl who'd rather die than violate a vow of chastity that she made. I think about the wisdom of saints like St. Matthew Lambert. Never told you about him before. He's one of my favorites. He was killed, hanged, drawn, and quartered in Ireland in 1581. His crime? Helping a priest escape Ireland, helping a priest save his life from a persecution of the English. And they called him before a courtroom and they read out the charges. And he said, "I'm just a poor baker. I don't understand the charges that you brought before me here today. But I know that I am on trial because of the Catholic faith. And I will not deny that faith." The most powerful witnesses in all of history have not been wise men or learned. They've been simple people. People like fishermen and deckhands and bakers. People who put their trust in the Lord and found it that the evident love of the heart of their hearts for the Lord was all the argument they needed. So by all means, study, learn, appreciate the beautiful faith that our Lord has given us, but let's never rely on our own strength. And no matter where we are, let's never be afraid to give witness to Jesus Christ, the greatest truth and the greatest love the world has ever known. Amen.